Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Richard Carthon here, your host, and welcome to 2019. Happy to be starting off this new year. I'm going to have a lot of great content continue to come your way. Remember that our conference is coming up this March, so if you haven't gotten your tickets, go ahead and get that done. We have a great lineup, some amazing speakers coming in town. The tickets are starting to flow, so it's going to be a really good group that's going to be in attendance. So looking forward to seeing y'all there. Now, today I have a special treat from you. We have a local that is with us. I have Jarrett Shorts with me today. How you doing today?
Good morning, man. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing well, man. Glad you could join us.
Definitely. No problem, man. I'm here for it.
No doubt. So, Jarrett, you are local. You're from New Orleans. Give us a little bit of background about yourself. Give us how did you get into cryptocurrency?
Definitely. Well, for starters, let me take this opportunity to give the glory to God and thank you for having me on the show. I'm a New Orleans native. I grew up in Uptown, Third Ward, New Orleans, heart of Magnolia, and I was surrounded by a bunch of poverty. And through this upbringing and the displacement of Hurricane Katrina, I learned how to play the trumpet, went off to college, and studied mass communications. After returning back to New Orleans in 2013, the film industry was booming, and I stepped into that arena. And by the grace, I secured roles in award-winning films, 12 Years a Slave. And the success of that led me to many other films. But I soon learned that in order to be as successful as I wanted to be, I had to invest. And through that seeking of knowledge, I ran into an ad that spoke about cryptocurrency. And I was just looking for penny stocks and ways to pretty much start off minimal to increase my investments. And as soon as I learned about cryptocurrency, it opened up a whole new world.
Gotcha. So give us a little bit of timeline. When was this?
This was last year, actually. You know, I heard about it, but I immediately started investing in it in the beginning of, I want to say, January.
So January 2018, that's when all the stocks, all the cryptos were going up. And, you know, we know how 2018 turned out. A couple months later, everything starts going down. So pick up there.
Definitely. Well, while I was filming these movies, I learned something important. In order to have long-term wealth, you must invest money, of course. So after getting discouraged, I was looking for signs that would lead me close to what I was looking for. And like I said, an ad appeared on Twitter. And around that time, when I saw the ad, Bitcoin was trading around $3,000. And after doing extensive research, I learned that it started in 2009 and it was trading at 5 cents each. If only I knew about it then, right?
Right.
So I didn't waste any time. You know, I first invested $5, and needless to say, I started seeing it move between $5 and $8. That's the first time I ever seen something like that in my life. I couldn't even focus because I was looking at my phone so much. So I acquired little by little each week, and the price spiked to all these all-time highs each month. And I was just so intrigued by the new technology that everyone I knew, I just started referring them to it. And of course, some took heed and some didn't. But over time, I learned that it was bigger than just one particular coin. It was a bunch more, which sparked my interest in creating my own coin so that I may help those suffering from the same lack of financial knowledge like me.
Gotcha. So you kind of got more intrigued by the technology that's backing cryptocurrency. So you got more intrigued in the blockchain that's making these cryptos work.
Right.
Awesome, man. So now that you're excited about like the blockchain technology and you want to help other people see this opportunity, what did you begin to do?
I began to create my own. I created my own token using the Waves platform. And I went out immediately and I started talking to each person one by one, just giving them a background of, you know, the new digital money, what it can do for you, and how the fiat money, the paper money we have, how it's pretty much going out as time continue to pass us. And through this exchange of knowledge, I was just surprised by how, by the response of how so many people just were eager to learn more about it. So in that learning, I just took it to a whole nother level where I said, I believe that New Orleans is the place that people from around the world can come and utilize their cryptocurrency.
Got you. So now you're intrigued. Now you want to be able to create your own token, and you want to bring some of that wealth and stability to New Orleans using cryptocurrency. Tell us about your project. What is the name of it, and where is it at, and where are you going with it?
Okay, my project is called the Black Token. I created the Black Token so that those in my community who missed the Bitcoin rally and learn about this new technology and how we can rebuild our community despite receiving help from government or outside agents. The problem with the African-American community is that there isn't enough resources available to compete on a global level, leaving out a major market. Statistics show that the African-American community has the highest spending rate amongst any other race, and the money isn't being returned into the community. Money is going out but not coming back in. So to solve this problem, I came up with the Black Token Project, where we can trade this new digital asset for goods and services in our community and keep the money in rotation so that we can continue to build new businesses and create more opportunities to bring more equality to the ones lacking.
Awesome. I mean, that sounds like, you know, a well thought out plan as far as, you know, what you're ultimately trying to accomplish, which is to help others and help them accumulate wealth. Now, I know you began to start on this project, and in the process, you began to attend some different conventions to try to learn more and get the word out about your project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Well, one day I was out pitching my ICO in the streets of New Orleans. I was out almost every day for about a month straight, just talking to each different people that I saw. And I was walking with a pen and pad, taking names and emails, and I noticed this guy with an Ethereum shirt on, right?
Okay.
He informed me of this meetup being held in New Orleans that was put on by the Lisk platform. I attended it, and I immediately made new connections. And from that attendance, I was invited to speak at the Essence Music Festival, Black Technology Weekend, where I was the headline speaker for blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. And just to say, you know, that I've just started learning about it, the knowledge that I had was so useful because there were so many people that didn't have it. You know, so through that, I was then flown to New Jersey for the World Blockchain Conference. And it was literally eat, sleep, dream, blockchain and crypto for almost 3 weeks in a row. It was fun experiences where I got a chance to learn an extensive amount of knowledge and new information and connect with like-minded individuals from all ranks of life who share the same passion as me. And through that experience, I was able to create new connections to help build on this platform that I would like to bring to the world.
That's awesome. And I think it also goes to show the power of going to these different conventions and conferences.
Yes.
So you can be around thought leaders and see what different people work on and see how you can collaborate to move your own project forward, but then also to help them with whatever they're trying to do as well.
Exactly.
Okay, so going to come back to this, but kind of transitioning to another topic of, you know, while you're out there, while you're going to these conventions and seeing some of these other projects, what was a crypto project that had you excited?
Oh man, it was a bunch of them, man. Just each new convention, it was something new. Like I remember I ran into the Diamond School company, and they created a platform where your crypto is backed by real diamonds. And when their company showed the diamonds that you would get in exchange, I was just blown away that, wow, someone actually took it to another level. And instead of just backing it by gold, they took it to the market that's in demand right now, diamond. And that was just, you know, a physical asset that just blew me away. But from a technical point, I was blown away by the Steam project. And what the Steam does, they create a social media platform that allows you to upvote content, which means you post some content, and if the viewers like it, they can vote cryptocurrency and make that content of value. So you may receive, you know, $5 just from people around the world who thought that your content was helpful to them or they found it intriguing.
Right. No, that's really, I really like the Steam project. I found out about it a couple months ago and got on the platform, started putting a little bit of our content. And it was cool just to see the interaction and the fact that, yes, you indeed can make money just posting content that other people find valuable.
Right. One of my favorite projects that I'm looking at right now that I'm paying particular attention to is this new project called the Noah Coin. Okay. And they're attempting to build a crowdfunded smart city that's built on blockchain. At this point, their roadmap, they've secured land and buildings, and that's a major step towards adoption. I feel most people don't get involved with crypto because they don't consider it something of value. But once you're able to secure hotel accommodations and use it on real life scenarios, it's a whole new ball game.
Right. And projects that are working towards the mass adoption and usability, is crucial, man, to really make this take off and to really start seeing a lot of people come and use crypto and blockchain in an everyday use case.
Right. And just doing research, I've noticed that, you know, overseas, man, there are so many projects that are getting funded and just taking off so fast because they have laws that support cryptocurrency.
Right.
And that's just a major step towards adoption. Like, you can go to Indonesia and pretty much use your cryptocurrency to pretty much make a living out there.
Right. Which is great, man. And I think that the next part, and especially seeing the mass adoption here in the States, is seeing if the government will get on board with trying to mainstream it and figure out how they want to regulate it and everything else that goes with it.
Exactly.
So tell me, what is something in the crypto horizon that you're on the lookout for? Like, what do you think something big that's going to happen in 2019 that has you excited?
The SEC and the government, how they're treating it. I believe once it's approved and they can find a way to utilize it to bring value to the country, I believe this will bring in the masses we're looking for. I mean, with this government shutdown, you know, this is the perfect opportunity for everyone to see the potential of the blockchain. Right. You know, we don't necessarily need the government to pretty much oversee our way of living as far as financial. You know, once we're able to take that and pretty much create our own market through it, the government, they'll be able to say, okay, well, this is something that poses a threat. And they're going to get behind it and back it because they want to be a part of it. They just don't know how. And I believe with the shutdown of the government, this is the perfect time for that.
Right. And I agree. I mean, it's a matter of what moves are going to make. And just looking at the regular stock market and how volatile it's been, this might be a year where they really start seriously considering cryptocurrency as another way. So I appreciate you sharing that with our audience. So catch us back up to the Black Token. Where are you at right now, and where is it headed, and what are some next steps that you're doing with that project?
Right now, we're getting ready to present our ICO campaign, and through that ICO campaign, we allow the new users to pretty much obtain coins in advance before, you know, we launch in mainstream and present ads and everything. And we're going to pretty much take this token and use New Orleans as the base of it. And everywhere you look, you're going to pretty much see this token, you know, advertised on buses, billboards, and that's going to bring attention to it.
Right.
And from that standpoint, you know, we have the future goals to pretty much obtain building rights where we can pretty much have a site where we have a headquarters where you can come in and pretty much learn education about blockchain itself. And at this moment right now, we're out seeking new developers and new people to join the team to pretty much make this 2019 year the year where we start our official launch.
Gotcha. Man, seems like a lot of exciting things on the horizon, and it's moving forward, and I'm glad to see the progress and the fact that, you know, you decided you want to become a blockchain engineer and see like, how do you build this from the ground up? How do you start building people around you, getting the word out about your project, and just get the momentum moving forward? Because it's extremely hard, one, to just get a project like this started, and then to get backing, and then to get people to buy into to the vision that you're giving.
I believe it starts with the idea, you know? Like you come up with an idea, and you just can't let it sit at an idea. You have to force that idea to become a reality. So right. when you take that idea and you write it down, you study ways to pretty much take it one step at a time. You know, you may have a big idea that says, you know, you may have to raise $1 billion to pretty much buy the Superdome, for example. But in order to get there, you have to bring it all the way down to the beginner level of what's necessary for the first steps. And when you break it down like that, you know, all it does is require patience. And once you have the patience, everything else pretty much provides itself.
Definitely, man. So, Jared, thanks again for being with us today. What is a final thought that you want to share with all of our listeners?
No problem, man. Thanks for having me. For our listeners, my final thought is, don't expect anyone to come and bring you the life you deserve. You have to go out and make it happen. Do your own research and don't be afraid to take risks. If I wouldn't have took a risk, I wouldn't be here advocating about this new technology that's changing my life. You know, and each one teach one. You learn something new, share it. You know, because we're all one universal family under this planet. You know, this new knowledge is not to be just kept to yourself. The more people who know about it, the better off we're all. And that's just one thing I want to share to you all. You know, each one teach one, and continue to do your research. There are many projects out there that you can get behind, and each project may have a feel that can change anyone's life. Just get out there, do some research, and you'll be surprised at what you learn.
Each one teach one. I haven't heard that one before. I like that. I'm going to make sure I keep that one in my back pocket. That's a really good one. I think that's a good model to go for 2019, especially in this crypto space. Each one teach one. Thank you so much, Jared, for being with us. Where can we find more information about Black Token? What about you on your social media? What are some ways that people can connect with you?
You can Google me on jaredshorts.com. And everything you're looking for will lead you directly to my Twitter, Facebook, and the information is there for you to learn.
Perfect.
Also, the Black Token Project is on Telegram. You can search it on Telegram, and you can join us and find our network.
Amazing. And I'll make sure I share that in the notes. Well, again, thank you so much, Jared, for being with us today. And everyone, thanks for listening in.
No problem. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-currentconf.co.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.